We wondered what's new in the counties with the highest and the lowest median incomes in the country. At the top end is Somerset County, New Jersey, with a median household income of just under $90,000 a year. Somerset County is a little north of New Brunswick, New Jersey. The county includes such towns as Watchung, Bound Brook, and Somerville, which is the county seat. That's where Michael Deek, a native of the county, edits the Somerset Reporter, a weekly. Michael Deek, what's going on in Somerset County, New Jersey this week?
Well, it's a very busy county, and a few of our stories deal with deer hunting, because there are too many deer now in Somerset County, New Jersey. And there's a conflict between those who want to kill the deer and those who want to save the deer. And we're also looking into increased traffic in Somerset County. We've had a 20% population hike in the past decade, and our highways are becoming overly congested. And that's leading to more and more school construction.
Well, with the school construction and with the increased population and the roads, are local taxes an issue in Somerset County?
Property taxes are going up in Somerset County. New Jersey funds most of its public education through property taxes. Another thing driving property taxes going up is increased property values. Most property values in Somerset County have gone up 40 to 50% just in the last decade.
So if somebody wanted to relocate to Somerville, let's say, and buy a house with three bedrooms in it or more, what should they expect to pay?
Well, in some of our suburban communities, a new three-bedroom house would probably run about $500,000.
Do people in Somerset County who live in Somerset County typically work there, or do they commute pretty far afield?
Right now in Somerset County, it's becoming sort of the center of the pharmaceutical industry in New Jersey. We've also host the corporate headquarters for AT&T and Lucent as well.
I assume there were some pretty grim headlines over the years concerning Lucent, not to mention AT&T.
Of course, a lot of people here have seen their retirement packages go down as they had a lot invested in stock.
Crime a problem?
Crime's not a problem. It's very safe.
It's nice to hear that from somebody in the country.
Yeah, it's very safe here.
Michael Deek, who is the editor of the Somerset Reporter in Somerville, New Jersey. Somerset County has the highest median household income in the country, according to the Census Bureau. Michael Deek, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
And now to the other end of the scale. Median annual household income in Hidalgo County, Texas, was a little bit under $25,000. Hidalgo County is in the Rio Grande Valley. It includes the city of McAllen, Texas, where Steve Fagan is editor of the McAllen Monitor. Mr. Fagan, if I had a copy of the Monitor this morning, what would I see on the front page in the way of local news?
Let's see. We have a story on the front page. Valley sees more cases of obesity and diseases.
Now, we heard that up in Somerset County, New Jersey, where median household income is almost $90,000 a year, more than three times what it is in Hidalgo County, a three-bedroom house, we were told, might go for $500,000. Down around where you are?
Okay, now where we are, you can buy a three-bedroom house, a very nice three-bedroom house, two baths, for about $65,000 to $75,000. In addition to having one of the lowest median income, I guess, we also have one of the lowest costs of living.
But that story on the front page about more obesity and, was it cancers reported in the...
More obesity and cancers, correct.
That must refer to the University of Texas School of Health report that came out this week.
That refers to their study, yes.
The study that found the counties in the Rio Grande Valley to suffer some of the worst, most unhealthy conditions in the country.
Yes. That is in many ways much more shocking than the median income information. And some of that I think has to be related to our prior dominance of agriculture here and the use of pesticides.
What do most people do for work in Hidalgo County?
People work in the maquiladora industries. That's the, you know, naphtha plants. Banking is very big here. A lot of employment in retail. This is a major, major retail center, not only for this part of South Texas, but also for northern Mexico. And we have many, many people involved in construction, which of course can go year-round here because of our weather.
Well, Mr. Fagan, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Glad to do it.
Steve Fagan, who is the editor of the McAllen, Texas Monitor. McAllen, Texas is in Hidalgo County, which has a household median income of $25,000, a little bit less, in fact. We also heard from Michael Deek, who's the editor of the Somerset, New Jersey Reporter, where household income is the highest, just under $90,000 a year.